VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. The United States has blocked a UN Security Council motion calling for an investigation into Israel's use of live ammunition against Palestinians participating in a mass protest along the Gaza Strip on Friday. At least 15 Palestinians were killed, 1,400 others injured. Riyad Mansour is the Palestinian ambassador to the UN. He says the Palestinians were peacefully protesting.
These peaceful demonstrators posed no threats whatsoever to Israel or its heavily armed soldiers. Yet, its trigger-happy soldiers used live ammunition, tear gas, and rubber bullets to shoot indiscriminately at those non-violent protesters who were demonstrating inside the Gaza Strip near their side of the well-fortified barrier that separates them from Israel. How could that be condoned?
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu congratulated the Israeli forces who fired at the Palestinians. In Sierra Leone, ballot counting continues for the presidential runoff election. Voter Matthew Pukenu has high expectations for the next president.
Peace, unity, good education, good health, good roads, water supplies, so that the people will be happy.
The current president, Ernest Karoma, is stepping down this year after serving 2 5-year terms. Syrian state media says a faction of rebels besieged in eastern Ghouta has agreed to depart for northern Syria. The Sana'a news agency says the rebel fighters have started to leave the town of Douma. The city is the last town still held by rebels in the northeast suburbs of Damascus. From Washington, this is VOA News. South Korea and the United States kicked off their annual joint military exercises on Sunday. The full Eagle field exercises will continue for a month. Military officials in Seoul say the scale of the exercises will not go beyond those seen in previous years. North Korea, which has traditionally accused both South Korea and the United States of practicing invading the North during joint military drills, has remained quiet on the issue. Thousands of people gathered in the Vatican's St. Peter's Square to hear Pope Francis deliver the annual Easter address. The pontiff called for reconciliation in the Middle East and an end to the carnage in Syria. He also called for peace in South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Christians around the world are celebrating Easter, the day they believe Jesus arose from the dead. Scientists are monitoring a Chinese space station that is expected to fall to Earth in the next 24 hours. It would be the largest man-made object to re-enter Earth's atmosphere in a decade. The European Space Agency's Holger Krog says there is minimal risk. He says uncontrolled re-entries happen all the time.
The risk, though, on ground is still very low. There have been 13,000 tons of space hardware coming down in the whole history of spaceflight, and there's no single reported casualty.
Any surviving pieces of the space station are expected to end up in the ocean. At least 10 people are dead after a building collapsed in central India. The reason for its collapse was not immediately known. According to local news reports, the building collapsed after a heavy vehicle rammed into it. The Kremlin says the governor of the Siberian region where a shopping center fire killed 64 people has resigned. Aman Tulyev had headed the Kemerovo region for more than 20 years. A March 25th fire at a shopping mall in the regional capital prompted thousands of people to demonstrate last week, calling for regional officials' resignations. A magnitude 5.3 earthquake hit western Iran on Sunday. News reports say at least 37 people suffered minor injuries. A magnitude 7.2 earthquake in the same area in November killed over 500 people and injured more than 8,000. A massive fire hit a World Food Program facility in Yemen. The fire engulfed 4 warehouses and destroyed an estimated 50 tons of food. Due to tensions between Iran-backed Shiite rebels and a Saudi-led coalition supporting the government, the people of Yemen are in desperate need of food and other aid. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
From Washington, VOA presents.